This podcast is sponsored by Science-Based Learning. Discover effective language acquisition with their unique system combining ebooks, audiobooks, and videos with an online practice app using spaced repetition to boost retention. Visit sciencebasedlearning.com today.
Spanish Counting Basics, a friendly guide for beginners. Learn how to count in Spanish with easy tips and tricks. Perfect for beginners wanting to master numbers and basic Spanish phrases quickly. Spanish Counting Basics, a friendly introduction. Hey there! If you've ever thought about learning Spanish, one of the first things you'll want to get comfy with is counting. It sounds simple, right? But knowing how to count in Spanish not only helps with numbers, but also builds a great foundation for basic Spanish phrases and understanding the language's rhythm. So, let's chat about Spanish counting basics like you're hanging out with a friend. First off, Spanish numbers might look a little intimidating if you're totally new, but once you get the hang of the pattern, it becomes surprisingly straightforward. Here's how it works. The basics. Numbers 1 through 10. These are the building blocks, the cornerstone of all other numbers in Spanish. 1. Uno. Dos. Tres, tres. Cuatro, cuatro. Cinco, cinco. Seis, seis. Siete, siete. Ocho, ocho. Nueve, nueve. Diez, diez. These are super important because from here you start building bigger numbers by combining them. And here's a little fun fact. The pronunciation is pretty consistent. So once you know the sound of each, you're halfway there. Counting 11 to 20. This range introduces some new words, and it's where you'll notice the language starting to link pieces together, which makes it count, pun intended. Once, ones. Doce, doce. Trece, trece. Catorce, catorce. Quince, quince. Dieciséis, dieciséis. Diecisiete, diecisiete. Dieciocho, dieciocho. Diecinueve, diecinueve. Veinte, veinte. Notice how from 16 to 19, the numbers start with dieci, which is a shortened way of saying dieci, 10 and. So, dieciséis literally means 10 and 6. Pretty neat, right? Multiples of 10 and beyond. The multiples of 10 after 20 are easy to remember because they mostly end with enta. Treinta, treinta. Cuarenta, cuarenta. 50, 50. 60, 60. 70, 70. 80, 80. 90, 90. 100, 100 or 100 if it's followed by another number. To say numbers between these tens, like 31, 42, or 57, you just connect them with hue, which means and. For example, 31, 31. 42, 42. 57, 57. Why does it matter? Besides helping you with everyday things like telling time, shopping, and giving your phone number, learning to count in Spanish also gets you comfortable with how the language flows. This pacing and linking of words is part of what makes the Spanish language so musical. If you're looking for more than just numbers and want to really learn Spanish with confidence, starting with beginner Spanish lessons that include counting is the way to go. These lessons often mix basic Spanish phrases with numbers so that you can use them right away in conversation. Science-based learning tips for counting in Spanish. Did you know? There's an approach called science-based learning. This method emphasizes using proven strategies to master languages efficiently, like spaced repetition, visual aids, and real-life practice. Applying these techniques means you're not just memorizing numbers, but internalizing them in a way that sticks. It's a smart shortcut in your language journey. Start your language journey now. If you feel inspired to improve your Spanish, whether for travel, work, or simply personal growth, it's a great time to jump in. Taking a structured Spanish language course or using interactive beginner Spanish lessons can make all the difference. And remember, combining numbers with basic Spanish phrases strengthens your ability to communicate confidently and naturally. So why wait? Start your language journey now. Embrace the adventure of learning Spanish with methods that really work, a fun and effective way to build your skills one step at a time.